Okay, so we are in Birchas HaGoyim and other brachas. So Zivov, Hamispalo al Masha Avar. If you down on what happened in the past, you're going to Shama called Tzvacha, but you hear a voice yelling out in the city. Why were you Ratzon calls up Soipesi, and you say that he Ratzon that this call should not be in my house. Aisha Haisa Ishtemu Beres, or a guy's wife is pregnant. Ol Acher Mem Yomei Bura, and after 30 days of pregnancy, 40 days, I'm sorry, Mispal Vayim Yiratzen Shetelet Ishti Zocher, Hare Eza Tfila Shav, that is a useless tfila. Ki Masha Hoya Hoya, because what happened, happened. Al Vasayif Mem Yoyim, Mile Tfila, but within 40 days, then the tfila helps, because basically the gender gets chosen by within 40 days, right? I'm saying my mom mild feel of yachal is palo lach my mom yachal is palo she hay avlad zera kayama toiv l'shamayim v'toiv l'vrias, and you still can daven for the fetus, you just can't daven that it should be a male or a female, because that's just a waste. So what do we have a question? Let's say you take a test in school. Kids ask this sometimes. You give a test in school. You take a test in school. So can you daven after you already hand in the test? Can you daven for the test results, or is the test already over? All right. So that's one. Fine. Zion, Hanichnas Lamed as Grane v'Kiyotze. Same as we continue along the same lines. Somebody goes into to weigh his garden, his silo, or anything else like that. Yispal, right? You said we have a bracha on this thing, right? In this kri. Hischel Lamed Aimer Baruch Hashaleach Bracha b'kriyaze. Once you start measuring, then you say the Baruch Hashaleach Bracha b'kriyaze, and that's somebody who's blessed is one who sends the bracha. Remember, B'lo Yishem HaMalchus. Madad, once you measured it, V'achar Kach and afterwards you daven, Harei Zeh Tefillah Shav, it's a Tefillah Shav, She'ein HaBracha Metzuyah, V'davar Ne'elem Min Ayin. Bracha, it's a very interesting Lashon also. It's a Tefillah Shav because it's already in the open, and brachas only happen with things that are not seen by the eye. And once you already counted it, so now you already saw it in the eye. Ches, Misha Nasa B'nai Bar Mitzvah. Somebody's son becomes Bar Mitzvah. K'sha'ayla L'tayra B'pam HaRishon, when the first time he gets an Aliyah, L'achash B'erach Baruch HaAchrayna L'Seif HaTayra, after he makes the Baruch HaAchrayna, after his Aliyah, M'varach HaAvah, Ha'imah Baruch HaTa Hashem, L'kinu Malach HaLam, Asher Patrani Me'ayin Shesh HaZeh. If you notice, he says it with Hashem's name. U'mitzvah Al-Adam L'Asi Suda V'yem Shana Asa B'nai Bar Mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah to make a bar mitzvah, the yom shenichlus hashnas yudalid, right, when he goes into his 14th year. Ve'im hanar toiresh, and if the nar speaks, havi sudas mitzvah afilu ein ba esayom. It's a sudas mitzvah even if it's not that day. So the kitzer says you say Baruch Ata Hashem and use Hashem's name for me anshei shelazeh, but and there's all different understandings of what exactly that means. But he says, say with Hashem's name, that is not the meaning. I never heard anybody saying it with Hashem's name. Fine. Test him. Let's say the rain is not coming. I feel we need a standard shaksham to deal in vain and that's on kokach, even in our Medina, that the kshamim is tadir and are not being held. I mean, being held back. If there's such a lack of rain that people are in pain, as like a shiyadu then when the rain comes down, and yardu kol kach v'rabba, if it comes down so strong, shemaylam ha that the land is bubbling, v'alchin, and like the rain is almost looks like it's coming out of the ground to greet the rain that's coming from the sky, tzichon, you need to make a bracha on them. Ma meaning, because you're so happy that it rained. Mam Mavarech, what do you say? Brachem Ein Le'Sada. I'm a mother. Manachnu L'Chol Hashem L'Kenu. I'll call Tiba V'Tiba She'Rad Talanu Ve'Ilu Fino Mali Shira Kayom. We're thanking Hashem for every drop that came down, and if our mouths would be full of Shira like the sea, etc. Like what you're saying in the Nishmas. As far as I know, we don't do this. We don't do this bracha either. Vim yesh, but lo yisad v'shutvus in Yisrael achar. If you have a partnership in the field, then v'marach hatayv ha'meitiv. Vim ein lo yisshutvus Yisrael b'sadeh. If he doesn't have a shutvus in Yisrael. Even though he has a wife and kids, he still only makes shechiyon. Even though we learned before that when you get something good for your family, you make hatov ameitiv, but not in this situation, right? Because they're not. He's saying that they're really part of your own family. Mishneburu disagrees with this and says you could make hatov ameitiv. You can make the bracha even if you didn't see the rain. Even if you just heard that the rain comes down. Only somebody who actually sees the rain. Okay. Simon Samach Beis Hilchos Maso Matan Uba Yuchasif. So Tzarek Lizar Ma'ayit Shalay Lahaynos Es Chaverot. And this is also a loaded siman on proper business practice. All right, so tzar lezer ma'ayit shalei lahanis es chaver. You have to be very careful not to rip off your friend. B'chol amanes, well, it really means to cause them pain. B'chol amanes chaver ben shamoicher ma'anes lekeach ben shalekeach ma'anes amoicher. Whether the seller is causing pain to the buyer or whether the buyer is causing pain to the seller. Oyver b'lav shenemar. This is chisim kru mimkel amisecha economy adam isecha al tainu ish es achid. It's the first thing that they ask. Did you work with Amuna? You could also have the same thing in rentals and in when you're contracted out and also with money changing. Gimel. If you're going with good faith, then you're not. There's no concern for ano. Okay, so what does this mean? If you tell somebody, I bought this and this with this amount of money, and because I want to make some money on it, even though he is. Even if he would have been ripped off, and you're not allowed to go rip anybody else off. Here it's mutter, because you're telling him that don't rely on what it's really worth. Only for the money that you're giving. Meaning, basically saying, let's say a guy buys something and he got totally ripped off. So you can't go rip off somebody just because you got ripped off doesn't mean you can go rip off somebody else, right? But what you can do, the kids are saying, is you can tell the guy, listen, this is what I paid for it, and I want to get back my money. So that would be allowed because you're not ripping the guy. If you're telling him, this is, don't rely on what the price really is worth. This is really what I'm selling it to you for. So therefore, since you're upfront and honest, therefore, you're fine. Okay, we'll stop over there for the first one.
Okay, second one is.